Hey love, welcome to the Selfish Babe podcast, aka Selfish Talk, hosted by me, Olanike OC. Selfish Babe is a personal development and women's lifestyle brand dedicated to women learning how to selfishly and authentically love themselves. On this podcast, expect to have your mind expanded, curse words said, and to gain a new perspective about who the fuck you are. Let's get into it. Hey, beautiful selfish babe, it is your girl Olanike OC here, bringing you another Selfish Talk podcast. Today's topic is about being true to who you are and taking off that mask. When we grow up, as children, usually as little children, maybe before the age of seven, We are primarily accepted as who we are, and we're corrected from time to time from adults. But as we continue to grow older, we kind of box ourselves in, or we learn how to conform into society and into the environment surrounding us, whether that be school, your home life, etc. And then as we begin to become adults, a lot of us have on these masks, you know, and I get, you know, having a work mask or, you know, being your, you know, your work self or whatever, but that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about being true to yourself and being who you really are. And first, I want to talk about being true to yourself for yourself and why that's important. It's important for you to be true to yourself for yourself because you have to live with yourself. You have to live with yourself. And when you're not being true to who you are, it's like you're almost self-inflicting yourself, because there's a spirit inside of you, an energy inside of you that wants to really flourish, that really wants to share who they are with the world. But a lot of people are really uncomfortable with who they really truly may be. And I think that social conditioning, you know, sometimes we're afraid of who we could be. And I don't mean that like in a bad negative way, but we're just afraid of who we could be, because maybe who we could be may not be accepted by the rest of the world. And so first we hide ourselves from ourselves, and then we hide ourselves from other people. So Selfish Babe listening, I want you to start thinking about yourself and to start asking yourself, do you truly know who you are? Are you allowing yourself to be yourself, to you, first and foremost? I believe in life we continue to explore all of who we are. For me, I don't really say finding myself, because I'm not lost. You know, I don't need to be found. But I do believe in exploring more of who I am as a person, who I am as a spirit, you know. I believe that through many different experiences that I have, I continue to learn more about who I am. I'm like, I'm amazed. I'm like, wow, I didn't even know I like this. Or wow, this is so cool, you know. Or even when I'm my true self just being, I'm able to help other people be their true selves, because then there's things in common that people may not normally talk about, because they feel like, I don't know if somebody's going to be into this, you know, whether that is, you know, your race or whether that's your gender or like how you look, etc. So I want you to stop keeping up with the Joneses, stop keeping up appearances, stop trying to always conform to what society says is okay. Because at the end of the day, you have to live with yourself. At the end of the day, you have to live with yourself. There is no way that you can truly enjoy this beautiful fucking life, this beautiful fucking life that you have, when you are hiding yourself from yourself, and then when you are hiding yourself from other people. You have to be yourself. You have to unlock who you truly are, and you have to navigate the world being okay with who you are. Sometimes we're okay, we're afraid of losing people. We're afraid of losing people. Well, what if I really am, I start being my true self and so-and-so don't like me no more, or so-and-so don't want to hang out with me no more, or what if I don't have any more friends? What if my, you know, parents don't like me anymore, etc., etc.? You are living this life for you. And that's part of the thing when it comes to selfish babe and being a selfish babe. Hence selfish, putting yourself first, foremost priority, not in the negative connotation, but in the positive connotation of self-love. You are selfish with yourself for a reason. You are a selfish babe for a reason, because you are putting yourself first and your priorities first. And you loving yourself should express itself in the way that you are able to truly, truly be yourself for yourself. You should be able to be yourself for yourself. And when you are being yourself for yourself, you're able to attract a lot more things into your life that you truly desire, that you truly want. And the reason that is because you are putting in this, you're doing the energy, you're exerting the energy of embracing yourself for who you truly are, and you are walking that in the world. Now that you are walking that in the world and you are giving off this energy of truth and authenticity, what comes back to you? Truth and authenticity comes back to you. And therefore, you get things that you actually desire, things that you actually want, people that actually resonate with you, because you're giving off the energy of what you actually are. Instead of putting up a front, instead of having a mask on, instead of lying every day to yourself and to other people, you get honesty, you get connection, you get raw, you get deep. And to me, that is very important. To me, that is an amazing feeling to be able to resonate with people that are on the same frequency as you, the same vibration of you. You don't have to like explain certain things because y'all just kind of click, because y'all are being your true selves, right? But when you are wearing a mask and when you are not your true self, you're giving off an energy of lying, the energy of false, the energy of deception. And when you're giving off these energies of false, lying, and deception, then that's what you're going to receive into your life. You may receive people that you're like, dang, I don't really resonate with these people. I don't really like these people. They into this? Oh, this shit bores me. When am I going to find friends that are into the stuff I'm into? When am I going to find lovers that are into the stuff that I want to do? You'll be able to get those things in your life when you're able to be more honest with yourself. But when if you're giving off the energy of deception, false, and lying, then that is what you're going to receive into your life. And so you have to start being more honest with yourself. You have to start in your social life dressing the way that you want to dress, not dressing the way you think that you should dress because all your friends dress that way. I'm just giving an example. You know that there's certain maybe styles that you like or certain things that you're like, oh, I really like this, right? So for example, I've been eyeing some Doc Martens. I have black boots. I love black boots, but I've been eyeing some damn rock star Doc Martens. That's what I really want. I haven't bought them yet, but I'm like, I fucking want those. Anytime I see somebody with those, I'm like, those fucking look dope. Now, some people may be like, I don't want those. Those are too rocky. I don't really want people to know that I listen to rock or that I secretly want to dress like a rock star. So I'm not going to do that. I'm going to shy away from that. And I may, you know, for example, go to a popular boutique online and I may buy their shoes or may buy a certain brand name shoes that everybody else is wearing. You know, I don't want to wear shoes that not everybody else is wearing. You know, you may think that. And so therefore, that's you deceiving yourself. You want to be more honest with yourself. And so I just give the example of like putting on clothes. Another example would be listening to music. For a long time when I was growing up, like sixth grade, I was into rock music and pop before I was into hip hop. And this is just like a culture thing. Like if you're a black person listening to this, usually you're into like hip hop and trap and stuff like that, or maybe an Afrobeat or a Caribbean music before you're ever like rock music, right? Or God forbid, quote unquote, country music. So when growing up, I was really into rock music, but there wasn't a lot of kids or black kids really that listened to rock music that I knew of. And so it kind of felt like the odd one out. And at one point, I started listening to hip hop music because that's what my friends would listen to. And so I started being like, oh, okay, this is not bad. And I, you know, began to like it, but it was almost like I was still hiding the fact that I liked rock. Like, why? Why? Because growing up, people would be like, oh, you're an Oreo. You're, you know, black on the outside, white on the inside, as if when I think about it now, you know, it's so stupid because it's like, dang, like I can't be a black person and like a large majority of things, or I can't be a white person and like a large majority of things, because this can go vice versa. You could be a white person that loves fucking hip hop and trap music and people may look at you sideways, but that's what you like, you know? And so even when I had friends come into my car, sometimes growing up in college now, if I was listening and jamming to some damn 3 Days Grace, some Linkin Park, or some other rock music, or Paramore, oh, I freaking love Paramore. If I was listening to that stuff, I would like change the music to fit their needs. Like I would be like, oh, let me go put on some Afrobeat, some Caribbean, or maybe some hip hop, knowing that I really don't like hip hop like that, to be real. Hip hop's okay. It's not my favorite. But I would change the genre of music because I'm like, oh, well, I don't really want them to like say, oh, what am I listening to? What are you listening to, Vanessa? You know, I don't, you know, you ever get that? What are you wearing? You know, the judgment of other people. I didn't really want to feel that. I didn't want to hear that. And so therefore I assumed in my mind, well, change the station, Vanessa, because they're not going to like it. They're going to question why you're listening to this. Let's just ignore all of that and go around all of that. And let's just put on what's comfortable. Let's put on what's comfortable. Let's be this person that's comfortable for other people. And I think a lot of times that's what we do. We do things to accommodate other people, or we assume that we have to accommodate them. Because honestly, if you don't have that conversation with that person, then you maybe you're just doing things that they're not even wanting you to do, right? And so we assume that we must accommodate them by being a certain way, by dressing a certain way, by speaking a certain way, by listening to certain music. And therefore, we are not being ourselves. We are putting on masks to walk the parade, you know, where, you know, we're really on stage with a mask on and not really living to our true fullest potential. But then when you begin to take off that mask, and to really explore who you are, and to really explore the things that you like, the things that you desire, and really start embracing that shit. If you're watching me right now on Selfish Talk TV, I'm moving my arms like this. You really start embracing all the shit that you actually like. Like, oh shit, I really do like astrology. I really am into tarot. I really am into this rock music. I really like these crystals. I really like wearing the color fucking black multiple times out of the week. I really like these things. Oh, I really love talking about ancestor veneration. You know, oh, I'm really into tantra and learning about sex on a deeper level, not just the surface level that everybody in the rest of the world be talking about. And we'll have another podcast on that. But I really like these things. I like deeper friendships. I want to ask you, what the fuck childhood traumas did you go through? Let's have a fucking 4-hour conversation about that. Not just about sports and the weather and like what the fuck is going on in the celebrity news, because I really don't give a fuck about that shit like that. You know, sometimes I'll indulge, but not a lot. I don't really care about those things. And so when we start embracing that by vocalizing our desires or by talking about these things with other people, then we are showing the universe, hey, I like this. I like this. I like this. I'm embracing my true self. And therefore, I am giving off this energy of my true authentic self. And I'm saying to the universe, hey, bring me more of what resonates with me because I'm being honest. Bring me more honest people in my life that are into the same things that I'm into. And so how do you begin to start taking off the mask? How do you begin to start embracing your true self and letting go of worrying about what other people are thinking, you right? For me, it was about being blatantly honest and kind of like shouting things out to the top of my lungs. So for example, so I'm on Instagram at Olenike Olsi. And for me, a lot of the times when I'm like, want to make a statement or want to make a stance, I'll post about it. And so I remember I had posted about liking women or being attracted to women on Instagram. And then I had written a whole damn blog article about it. Because for me, that was taking a stance and saying to the world, hey, this is who I am. This is a part of me. And I want you to know this about me. You may not care, but I want you to know this about me, and this feels good for me to put it on Instagram or put it in a blog post because I no longer feel like I'm hiding this. Because for a long time, I have a podcast episode on this. For a long time, I felt like, damn, I was attracted and I am attracted to women, but I'm not going to tell anybody. I'm going to suppress that part of myself. And it became a time where I no longer wanted to do that. I no longer wanted to suppress myself or suppress my desires. I wanted to embrace more of who I was. And so I made a post about it and I posted on Instagram and a lot of people could resonate with it. But that was a way of, for me, of showing the universe, I'm not going to lie anymore. The second step of that was actually having a conversation with my mom about it. And I can talk about this, about how oftentimes we lie to our parents about who we are or we're not really truthful about who we are because we just don't talk about it. And so at one point I was like, well, I'm writing this blog post, I'm making this Instagram post, I'm probably gonna do a podcast about it. I should probably talk to my mom about this. I just want her to know, whether or not she accepts it or embraces it, I just want her to know, because I want her to know who I really am. I don't want to lie about who I am, whether or not she embraces it, right? And so I called my mom and I had told her that I was attracted to women, and she thought I meant just friendships. Like, I just like having female friendships and I admire them. And I was like, no, I mean romantically. And she was like, oh, well, she doesn't really support it. But, you know, she was happy that I told her. And I was like, great. You know, for me, I didn't really need her to support it. I just wanted her to hear me out. And so I was happy that she heard me out. And for me, that felt good. That felt good because, again, I'm not lying to the universe. I'm not lying to myself. I'm being honest. Now, I became more honest, right? I became more and more honest about who I was. A long time ago, I was like, okay, I'm ready to explore dating women. So I made a post on Instagram about it. And, you know, a few people hit me up. And now, you know, I'm dating this wonderful woman. And she's my girlfriend. And I'm happy. You know, I still have a boyfriend too. I always say that. I have both a boyfriend and a girlfriend. And at one time, it was like recently, like 2 weeks ago, I was like, I should probably tell my mom. I've been dating, you know, this woman for about 3 months now. My mom doesn't know that I have a girlfriend. And I don't want her to call me and I have to be like, oh, I'm with my friend. I wanted to be like, oh, I'm with my girlfriend right now. You know what I'm trying to say? I don't want to think, oh, I'm just with my friend. And this is what I mean by us omitting things to our parents and not really being honest, whether or not you want to. But I will tell you this. I really believe when you start to be more honest, especially with your parents about who you are, that is like such a shift. It's such a shift in energy and such a shift in the universe for you. And it's so beautiful because you're going to be able to attract so many more beautiful things into your life with this shift of truth. You know, when we grow up with our parents, they may have certain expectations of us. They may know us in a one-sided way, right? A lot of the times, my friends and my lovers, they are the ones who truly know who I am and truly, you know, get things. Not saying that your parents don't, but it's kind of like they only see you in one light. And then as we get to be adults, they may not fully hear what it is that you go through. But if you're like super close with your parents and you're really open, you're really honest, that's wonderful. But there's a lot of people out there, a lot of selfish babes out there that don't have that. It's kind of like they don't tell their parents that maybe, you know, I may be dating, you know, a woman, or I may be doing this, or I may be doing that. They omit things. And so I was on the phone with my mom and she had asked me, oh, you know, how's everything, you know, with my relationship with my boyfriend? And I was like, oh, everything's good. We're going through a little change right now, a little transition. And she was like, uh-oh. And I was like, oh, nothing's wrong. You know, just going through a transition. You know, remember when I told you I was attracted to a woman? Well, you know, I've had this girlfriend for about 3 months now and we're just going through a transition of me having a girlfriend and me saying it's okay for him to date other people while still us being in a relationship. For a lot of listeners that may not know what this type of relationship or relating is, it's called poly relationships or open type of relationships. I don't really like to define my relationships, but if I were to define it in a way that you understood it, it would be like a polyamorous relationship. And you can Google that and you can YouTube that and we will have a talk about that later on in another podcast. But, and she was like, oh, okay. And then we just kind of continued talking. I just kind of threw it out there, basically. I didn't really want to. Sometimes I'll be like, well, I don't know if you're going to like this. And then I'll say something. But this time I didn't want to do that. I kind of just wanted to throw it out there in regular conversation just to tell her, because I was just like, well, I don't want to be lying and be like, I'm with my friend when I'm really with my girlfriend. I'm with my boo right now. You know what I'm trying to say? So I really want to challenge you, selfish babe. Like, you know, if there's certain things that your parents don't know that you really want them to know, or you really want them to know more of who you are, is like who you truly are, have a conversation. Talk to them on the phone. Tell them what's going on. Tell them what you're desiring, maybe. Tell them, you know, just tell them something that maybe they don't know about you, and see what they share, because honestly, they may be even more willing to open up to you, because sometimes we only get to see our parents as parents. But for me, I'm more like, I want to know you as a person. I want to know who you are as a person, not just as my mom or my dad, but who are you really? And I think it's good, especially when we get into adulthood, for us to know who our parents truly are, you know, because their friends see our parents in a different way than we may see our parents. So I'm just giving that as an example in terms of, or a challenge to you in what you can do to be more of who you are. Now, another way that you could be more of who you are is be more of who you are around your friends. I think a lot of people have friendships and friends who they're with that they're not really being honest with who they are. It's like they have a facade, or they're going, keeping up with the quote-unquote Joneses. They go with the ideas that their friends do, even though they don't want to do it. Like, be who you are. Dress the way you want. Don't dress the way that your friends want you to dress. If you have an opinion on something that you feel like you want to say in that moment that maybe not people and not everybody's going to agree with, in your friend circle, just say it. Maybe you're the friend like me that has two relationships when maybe your other friends don't, and you just do it because that's what you want. Some may not agree with it, but that doesn't matter. It's not about your friends agreeing with you. It's not about your parents agreeing with you. It's about you agreeing with you. It's about you stepping into all of who you are. I think it's a really sad life to live a life where you cannot be truly who you are. I think that is very sad. I would not want to wake up every day and be like, I can't be who I am. I want to be who I am, and therefore I'm going to be who I am. Nothing is stopping you from being who you are but yourself. You are the only one stopping you. There may be some fear behind there. I'm not saying that you're going to get rid of the fear. I'm saying to move through the fear. I'm saying do the little things of more of who you are. Maybe it is playing some rock music when your friends come in. Maybe it is choosing that outfit you normally wouldn't wear around your friends, or saying that thing or watching that thing around other people that you know. I promise you, the more that you step into who you are and the more that you take off that mask, good things are going to come into your life. More authentic things are going to come into your life. Better friendships and better lovers. Better opportunities, because you are being truthful. The more that we have more honest selfish babes and more honest people being themselves, we're going to have such a beautiful world. We're going to have such a beautiful world, because people are not lying. People are not hiding. They are being who they are meant to be here. And so today, selfish babe, I want to challenge you to take off the mask and really start exploring all of who you are. It is very important that you do this. And I want to give you some selfish affirmations to help with this. So the first one is, being my authentic self is important to me. Being my authentic self is important to me. Being my authentic self is important to me. Feel that in your spirit when you say that. Being my authentic self is important to me, because I feel it in my spirit. I feel it in my heart, and it feels good. Don't you want to live a life that is truthful? Don't you want to live a life that is honest? Don't you want to live a life that is really about you and your desires? Don't you want to live a life that you're happy to live because you are being honest and embracing all of who you are? Don't you want that for yourself? I want that for me. I step into that for me. I want you to step into that for you. It's important. I want you to be a happy person. I want you to be a happy person. And there's no way I believe that you can truly be happy if you're not being yourself. And if you're not figuring out what that is or what that looks like for you. The next affirmation is, I am true to who I am. I am true to who I am. I am true to who I am. The third affirmation is, being my true self allows more truth into my life. Being my true self allows more truth into my life. The fourth affirmation, I am who I am. I am accepted for who I am. I am who I am. I am accepted for who I am. The last and most important affirmation for this. I accept myself for who I am. I accept myself for who I am. I accept myself for who I am. Because at the end of the day, selfish babe, it is about you accepting yourself for who you are. You came into this world with your truth. And, you know, when we grow up, people put their own, like, spin to your truth. They try to digest it. They try to spin it around. They put marks all over it. They tell you how you should be and how you should act and what you should wear and what you should do. And that's not your job to take that in. Your job is to be able to clear up the picture, right? To clear up the image of who you are. And, you know, you're going to have to get a paper towel and some truth Windex, you know, a Windex that says truth. And you're going to have to spray it on that picture. And you're going to have to wipe that paper towel. Wipe it away of other people's validation and expectations. So you can really see who you are. So you can see truly who you are. And be able to walk in the light of who you are. It feels good to be who I am. Ooh, it's a new selfish affirmation that just came to me, y'all. It feels good to be who I am. It feels good to be who I am. It feels good to be who you are, selfish babe. So I want you to be who you are in this world. I want you to walk in your truth. I want you to walk in your light. And I want you to be all facets of who you are. All of it. The good, you know, the quote-unquote bad, you know, the sexy, the scandalous, the beautiful, the positive one. You know, there's so many facets to who we are in this world. It's not just like a one-dimensional thing. We're like so multidimensional. We have so many desires and different sides of who we are. There's this one woman in Tallahassee. I mean, not in Tallahassee. There's one woman here in Atlanta, and I'll have her on soon. I'm not going to say her name right now. But I love who she represents. I love who she is. She's a spiritual woman. She's the educator. She is in her sexuality. Like when I say in her sexuality, I mean not afraid to express it, not afraid to vocalize it, not afraid to walk in it, not afraid to be worshipped, like really in it. And she's like all of this in one woman. I'm like, damn, that's beautiful to see. I love to see women who know who they are. And I love to see women being who they are because it's so fucking beautiful. And I'm telling you this right now, selfish babe, it's beautiful. So when you're able to get that Windex and you're able to, you know, that truth Windex, and you're able to clear off your picture and able to see more of who you are, you're going to look in there and you're going to be like, damn, I'm beautiful. It feels good to be who I am. Thank you, selfish babe, for listening to this selfish talk. I am signing out. And to any of my selfish babes watching me on Selfish Talk TV, thank you, beautiful, for watching. I love you so, so, so much. Ashe. Have a great day. Mwah. Hey, beautiful. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast. If you feel like this episode has helped you in any way and you think that it could be impactful to a girl or a woman that you know, definitely send this episode to her. Also, make sure to download our Selfish Babe app to receive self-love inspirational messages throughout your day, found in the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. You can also head over to our website, selfishbabe.com, to join the community, find out about our Self-Love Academy, and to shop our apparel. You can follow at Selfish Babes with an S on Instagram, or you can also follow me on Instagram at AlinieGayElsie. I affirm that you have an amazing day. I will connect with you on the next episode, and I love you. Mwah.
Mwah. New advertisement alert. The Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast is now accepting podcast sponsorships. So if you have a business or maybe a service or something that you want the world to know, that you want all the Selfish Babes in the world to know about, and you want to advertise on our podcast, you can now do that by going to selfishbabe.com and clicking advertise with us.